bless your name, God, you're so wonderful. You said in your word that you're faithful. You said you're just to forgive us. Can't nobody fix us like you can. Can't nobody fix us like you can. Can't nobody fix us like you can.
Listening to KAYT-FM, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1, K255-BP, Monroe, 50.9, K223-BI, Greenwood, Freeport, 92.5-FM, KQJO, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, 99.3-FM, and K261EB, Lake Charles, 100.1 FM, and online at www.kaytfm.com, the heart and soul of Central Louisiana.
Mansfield Drug Company in Mansfield salutes our area healthcare providers, first responders, and EMTs serving on the front lines of COVID-19. It is with humility we extend our thanks to you. Thank you for showing up daily in the face of fear and fighting for the health of our loved ones. Thank you for risking your lives and for continuing to stay in the fight. That's from your good friends at Mansfield Drug Company, located at 132 Jefferson Street in Mansfield. Their number is 318-872-1933. They are always working to keep our community moving in a positive direction. Mansfield Drug Company is a proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO.
Hebrews 12, verse 1, here it is. As soon as I read one part, I better hear a scream. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of... Since we have such a great cloud of witnesses, I'm going to teach you such a great cloud of witnesses. I'm going to teach you such a year called this church is going to teach you different installments. The summit installment is witnessing one without. Keep it with that automatic thrust. This message was us, I'm a witness. And then I preach, you should be a witness. And then last week we shouted and ran all over the church when I preached, we are all witnesses. You be a witness on the way to your seat, push three people and tell them, please call the next witness. Please call the next witness. In case you haven't been on planet Earth the last month, then maybe you're not aware and cognizant of this crazy move of Christ, which has convicted the hearts of thousands and hundreds of people have given their life to Christ. Literally from Akron to East Cleveland, witnessing has literally gone by East Cleveland. Yes, witnessing has literally gone by East Cleveland. Scripture says, while the outward man perish, the inward man has been renewed. Day by day, we hang one of those things in our days. Yes, we spend the night at the Shaw High School football stadium in an RV. Pastor, why you stay? Because Shaw High School football stadium in an RV. Pastor, why you stay? I had to make the call. So no use to not being there, because I would have been calling at 6 in the morning. I had to smell it for myself. And so I called my dude Andre Berlick from my family. I'm sorry, pick that name up. And I called him up that name. Pick that name up for me. Praise God. But I called my man Dre Dog at Channel 8 and said, what you feeling? Is it going to be a washout? Pray for me. The news anchor weather people know me, because I called them personally on big days. Like, what you think, player? Is it an all day? Everybody walking to me yesterday talking about my crazy faith. I'm like, I was nervous as a hooker in church. And if you're a hooker, you're welcome today. Praise God. Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. You're at the right church. But with some great faith, I was just feeling. Here was a dilemma. We called some wonderful Detroit sound people in. Here's the dilemma. They have to set up. It takes exactly 7 hours or so to set up. They can't stop and stop wherever you decide. They can't stop. Do I go to the store inside, or do I stay out here in the stadium when I see all this ribbon coming out? Never use yourself as the hero of the story. If you use yourself, be the villain, not the hero. Let Jesus be the hero. So this is not about my great faith. I was trembling. Whenever you see the word therefore, you are absolutely demanded to at least look at the preceding verse. Sometimes you have to go back as many as 2 or 3 chapters to set context so that you can understand the content. Sometimes you got to go back a whole chapter, sometimes 2 chapters, 3 chapters. Whenever you see the word therefore at the beginning of a sentence, you are demanded to at least exegetically look at the previous verse, if not the previous couple of chapters. In order to understand therefore, watch what he says. Therefore, we have this cloud of witnesses. Here's the issue. We don't see the witnesses in chapter 12. No, the witnesses are listed in chapter 11. What is chapter 11, Bible people? It is what we call theologically and biblically the hall of faith. You know, there's a hall of faith. You got to be a faith hall. Thousands of players. You can be in a missionary hall. And by the way, just because they're biblical ballers, don't put them up on a pedestal, because don't ever praise the people in the Bible. Worship the God of the Bible. Everybody in the Bible is a trip. The reason they're in the Bible is because the Bible is showing us how God took their imperfections and stood them back up. I want to talk to somebody who knows. Don't ever praise the people of in the Bible, praise the God of the Bible. All the Bible is a recording. It shows us how God took messed up people and gave them another chance. In chapter 11, we see the hall of faith. People in 11, we see the hall of faith. Trusting God, and we see the hall of faith. If the Bible, I need to witness and testify about what they're witnesses of. The Bible says we have this cloud of witness, so I need these witnesses to become a witness so we can witness while they are witnesses. This side not feeling me. I got to go. Witness number one, please come to the stands. Witness number one, my name came to this age. Would you please raise your right hand? Did you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth? Why are you a witness? I'm a witness because my brother Abel, my brother Cain, did not give as good as me. Abel offered to God, I did a more excellent sacrifice than my brother. Anybody like me? Ever get, I know I tell you this, people in the Bible get stuff, I know I do. I've been doing it 30 years, reading the Bible every day, and sometimes I get Elisha, is the judge over the shah, everybody's a judge, bigger than shah, because is the one to train the shah. Y'all not feeling me. And the shah, seven times a minute, the shah didn't feel that, because the judge and the shah, and the shah ain't nothing bigger than the shah. You never say whatever he's talking about, I believe him, amen. But I get Elijah and Elisha. Elijah trained Elisha, and Elisha did more, seven times the miracles than Elisha did. Sometimes, for whatever reason, I get Cain and Abel mixed up. And I told you the way to remember is by name association. So that's why I call Cain Milcah. Is by name association, or discount you. The blues writer says, you're going to miss me when I'm gone. Watch this. Cocaine killed Abel. So the Bible says, what are you a witness of? Well, Your Honor, my brother gave a trifling offering. He didn't pay his tithe. He just threw in $5. He paid his landlord. He got her hair done. She got her nails done, but she didn't give God the best. I came in, and I gave God my best offering. The Bible says, God recognized, watch this, Abel's offering over Cain's offering. And cocaine killed Abel. I gave you this, but you forgot or you didn't care. The first murder in the world was not over road rage or a cat catching his wife in the bed. The first murder in the Bible was over a bad offering. I'm sorry, lean on your neighbor and say, how much you give this morning? Go ahead, praise God. Oh, I lost the whole crowd, praise God. But the first murder, because Cain got mad at Abel and said, I'm going to kill you. God shot him and said, why are you mad at your brother? If you want what he got, just do what he did. Don't you want to tell your haters that if you want what I got, you don't want to give up nothing, but you hating on me for having something. When you was laying around, I was on my knees. I'm single with nobody in my bed, but I'm trusting God while you sleeping with everybody. And now that God is doing some good things in my life, don't hate on me. If you want what I got, then do what I'm doing. God says, why not do the same thing for you? Do what I'm doing. God did it for you. Why not do it for you? Yes. The Lord will keep you. I feel like preaching here. I don't know who I'm talking to, but you may not have as much as your neighbor, but if you just give God your best, if you give God what you have, she may be a millionaire, you may be on welfare, but if you tithe, your 10% out your welfare check means as much as her 10th out of her millionaire check. If you have a lot of means, people set up the stuff. Some brothers was there at 5 in the morning putting out chairs and just praying. Mothers was too old to walk, but they stood there and interceded. Abel, what are you a witness of? I'm a living witness that if you give God what you have, he'll bless you. You may be excused. Next witness, please. Do you promise to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God? Yes, I do. Stay promise to tell the whole truth, nothing but Enoch. Well, what are you a witness? Well, I'm a living witness that if you walk with God, he'll keep you in perfect peace. I feel like preaching. Because by faith, I was taken away. I never even died. I was not found because the testimony that happened pleased God. I ain't got time. Some of you do not read your Bible, and I don't want to insult you, but I got to give you some of this because you need to understand that Enoch in Genesis 5, he was 65 years old when he had Methuselah. Who is Methuselah, the oldest recorded person in the Bible? Ever heard old folks say, girl, I didn't got old as Methuselah. Methuselah, oldest person in the Bible. His daddy name was Enoch. What makes Enoch such a biblical baller? How did he make it to the hall of faith? Why is he a witness? Because one day he was walking and God just came and got him. Somebody on this side tripping. Let me tell you this again. He never had a funeral. He never died. He was just walking and God came and got him. Why y'all looking at me like that? Same thing gonna happen to you in the rapture. What if I told you Enoch is a type and shadow of rapture? That if we don't die in Jesus' shadow, that rapture have to die. The scripture says that Jesus, what? The dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which remain shall be caught up. We call it the rapture. The Bible does it. Anita Baker, be caught up. We call it the rapture of love. Bible does not say rapture, but to be caught up in the Greek. Is the idea of rapture. This is so good. What do you witness, Brother Enoch? It's your walk with him. Okay, I feel like having church. I feel like having church. I'm supposed to be tired, I guess, but I don't know. I just feel God on me. Y'all pray for me. This summer been crazy. I'm supposed to be tired, but I'm hyped. I got my second wind. Souls getting saved. Brothers carrying caskets is hyping me right now. A leader with no followers is just taking a walk. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have nothing. I'm so glad to lead this wonderful religion. My people getting saved. I'm so glad to be tired. God is changing. My people getting saved. I'm so glad to be tired. God. That my people walked with what do you want to be a witness of? Tell your people when life get hard, walk with them. Pastor, who are you the most disappointed in? I got singles who break my heart, and I look them in the face and tell them, "Man, you better than you just let with." My word too long. Yes, I'm a little bit. You just hate with. My word too long. Yes, I'm too bad. You just hate with. That's on married people trip. I said, come on, this is what you get out to be busted. A couple move. Y'all married your trip. I've been knowing y'all 2 years to be busted before it's in the church. I know what you did not at church, but come on, both of you love God too. Anytime two people can't sit in there right at church, come on, both of you love God too. So anytime two people want to sit in there right, come on, both of you God too. How many times people that love him can't leave each other? Two people that's walking with him, they may have their ups and downs. That girl I'm married to is a trip, and I'm one too. But we both love him. And I don't care what we go through, we're not looking at each other. We're looking at him. And we love him too much to mess up what God is doing. When you walk with him, Pastor, who breaks your heart? Not people who make mistakes, but people who quit walking. Pastor, you mean you get upset with your members? Don't you get upset with your children? So don't get mad at me for getting upset with you. I get upset with saints who quit, not saints who fall. When I look up and you're not here because life hits you, when life hits you, don't run from it. When life hits you, run from it. Say, I'm coming to church. Say, I made a mistake this week, but I came this morning. I came this morning. Mistake was responsible for coming, but I got a word. And just according to I wish I had. He'll keep you in perfect peace. I want to say to everybody here, don't ever quit church. I don't care what the leader says. You didn't come here for them. I'm sorry. Touch your neighbor. Say, I love you, but I ain't come to see you no way. Go ahead. No, tell your neighbor, I came here to see the only person that woke me up this morning clothed in my right mind. I came to get a word from the Lord to keep me in this nasty social media pornography world that I live in. I'm trying to keep myself together. I'm trying to keep my marriage together, my singleness together, my money together. Slap five people, say, walk with Jesus, walk with him. If you walk with him and never leave him, you may slip. Y'all don't want to have church. I feel pretty preachy. Y'all pray for me. I'm sorry. Touch your neighbor one more time and say, now unto him, go ahead, who is able to keep you from falling. Go ahead to present you faultless before the presence of his glory. To the only wise God, I'll say to be glory, dominion, and power both now and forevermore. Now unto him that can keep you when your mind is playing tricks on you. Now unto him that can restore your marriage. Now unto him that can keep people out your bed with your single self. Now unto him who can pay all your bills with no money in your pocket. Walk with him. counselor. You spent enough time with Enoch. Please call the next witness. Yes, sir. Please come to the stand. You promise to tell the whole truth, number two. Say, help you God. Raise your right hand. Yes, you're right out there. What's your name? My name is Noah. Somebody please tell me to preach. If y'all pray, I'll preach. If y'all pray, I'll preach. No. What are you a witness of? I'm a witness that every now and then God will ask you to make a move that don't make sense. He asked me to build a big boat. And when he asked me to say, because it never rained before. You see rain every day. You know about floods, hurricanes, Katrina's. When God said, it had never rained. So Noah walking around telling people with this boat in his yard that he's been working on over 50 years, with boat in his yard, because so goes me, so goes my family. If I'm walking by faith, they tend to walk to so goes my family. And so it's because in the boat, it's called rain. And so make your way that racist co-workers and feel like the funniest person in the world. Good morning. No person in their stand on and say, ask them to help you. And they never to feel that emotion. But I say that you love your enemies. Is there any single person here with all this love to give, keeping yourself together? Not because you don't have needs and your friends are saying, girl, that don't make no sense. That man got y'all drinking Kool-Aid. Who told you you can't have sex? Girl, just protect yourself. Make sure he wear a condom. Lean on somebody and say, there's no condom that fits my soul. There's no condom that fits my heart. Who's going to protect me when I wake up in the morning? The devil is a lie. I've been there, done that. I'm waiting on the Lord with all this love to give. Can I get a single person to say, clank, 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 clank? It don't make sense, but lock it up, lock it up, lock it up, lock it up. Are y'all going to make me jump off this stage? Now, do me a favor. All my single people, jump up on your feet and do me a favor. Do me a favor. Don't ask God to take you. Do me a favor. Do me a favor. Somebody, you're going to need to take you. Do me a favor. Somebody, you're going to need you. Your good thing. Slap somebody and say, pause. Don't delete. Don't delete it. I'm going to need it again. Just pause it. You better put an answer down with your single self. Praise God, we gonna believe. Cut out my shadow, don't sleep in the house. Praise God, now look. Y'all silly, I'm starting another church next week. Why y'all standing up? It's cool in the game. Noah, are you a witness? Yes, I'm a witness. That God will ask you to do something that don't make sense, but because of what I built, I'm protecting my family. Because my family was the beneficiary of my faith. And I'm a witness to every man and woman here that every now and then God will ask you to do something unusual. Now be careful, because there's a difference between faith and foolishness. And sometimes foolishness dresses up in faith's clothes. I wish I had an offering to give myself. Please give me $2 for me. I wish I had an offering to give me something, because nobody understands what I'm saying. Sometimes you think it's faith and it's foolishness. I done had 10 of y'all swear to me that somebody here was your husband. Now, God lying to 9 of y'all, because all y'all said the same name. Now, God lying to 9 of y'all. Now, we know God does not lie. So some of y'all, just by faith, Pastor, God told me such and such my husband. Well, he told 8 other people that. Now, one of y'all not hearing, or at least 9 for sure. Be careful. You work at McDonald's. Don't have Mercedes-Benz faith yet. That's not as I can pay for that kind of wisdom. And wisdom is the first cousin of faith. That's enough. You've been too long with this witness. Please have him. Please call the next witness. You're running out of time, Charles. I'm sorry. Would you please come to the stand? Raise your right hand. Tell the whole truth. Do you promise to tell the whole truth? Place your hand on the Bible, please. Place your hand on the Bible, please. Place your hand. Would you promise to tell the whole truth? Nothing but truth. Would you promise to is Abraham? No. Well, what are you a witness for? Well, the reason why I made it to Hebrews 11, the Hall of Faith, is because God told me to bust a move. That's really the only reason I'm in there. It was by faith that I obeyed God when he told me to leave everything I love and walk in my inheritance. I didn't know where I was going. How come you didn't know where you was going? Because he don't talk until you walk. I'm preaching much better than you responding. He don't talk. He doesn't give you. When does he give information on a need to know basis? You. When does he give information on a need to know basis? When does he give information on a need to know basis? I have business here. Businessman, use wisdom. You should use wisdom here. How it's gonna add up? The king, my homiletic and historic hero, who said faith is taking a step when you cannot see the whole step. Said he tells Abraham, leave everything you love, friends, cousins, family, and bless him. Sometimes isolation breeds revelation. Okay. For the 100th time, touch your neighbor and say, I only got two cousins and one friend left. Go ahead, tell them. All people my age, I dare you to name three friends. I did not say associates of people you cool with or laugh with. I'm talking about people you will let watch your children and hold your money till you get back. I'm talking about people you sign your house over to and say, keep this till I'm out of this, and watch my babies, and here's the account that I need you to watch for me, and here's every piece of money I got because they're coming at me. I dare you to name three friends. If you got three friends, you got two more than most people. What happens when God tells you to leave that which you are close to? What happens when God asks you to bust a move, watch this, or makes people leave you that you're not strong enough to leave? See, 10 years from now, you're going to thank God you found that out. It took you 20 years to say, I cried for 2 weeks, but I'm so glad God showed me that. Because he had me where he wanted me. I'm so glad that God showed me that, because she had me wrapped around her. I'm so glad that they left me, because I was too dumb, too young, too ignorant. But God loved me enough to make people leave me or reveal people to me that I was so hooked on I couldn't see. But because he knows my end. Because he's from my beginning, he regulates stuff. Sometimes God will tell you to leave something that everything in your soul want to hold on to. Yeah, you would have never quit. That's why he made them fire you. Because you're loyal even to your employee. You would have retired there and never started the business. You never got the salary doubled. Never seen who you are to people who leave our staff any reason. I said, God gets away that who you ain't to people who leave our staff any reason. I said, God gets away that who you ain't. No, we know we got it. So we ain't reason. But if God got something better for you, we ain't on it. You go what God told you to. You do what God told you to do. Abraham, what are you a witness of? I'm a witness that if. I'm sorry. You got to be tired of your neighbor. Find one you haven't bothered. Slap him real hard and say, bust a move. Go ahead. Oh, y'all gonna make me jump off the stage. I don't know who the preacher of God is coming at somebody to bust a move. I'm out of time. Counselor, you have taken up all my time. We're nearing lunch. You have to call your last word. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Counselor, both of you, approach the bench. Please approach the bench. Approach the bench. Noticing, please approach the bench. Oh, approach the bench. Is this some sort of patriarchy? Is this some sort of patriarchy? I'm sorry, y'all. They're really giving me a chance. I was going to call my next witness. I'm going to say, email. Give me a chance. Come to the floor. Do you promise to tell the whole church? Yes, counselor. She is a hooker. How can we trust the testimony of the hooker? Objection, Your Honor, but Jesus died for her. Overrule. Y'all just. I got to get out of here. Overrule. What the hooker? What you got to say? I'm the hooker. What you got to say? With my unclean self. I haven't been in church all my life. I bought some moves, all that stuff, drunk some stuff, sleep some places, shit in the side. But God still used me to hide Jacob's eyes. Joshua sent the man I'm the one they slept at my house when they would have gotten killed. I laid my life on the line and said that they were not in my house when I knew they was in my house, and God used a hooker like me. What are you a witness of? I'm a witness to every woman in the church that has made at least 2 mistakes in their life, that God can take any woman in the room and still use her and put her name in the Bible. Y'all not feeling me? Y'all not feeling me? So I got, you do know that Rahab ended up being the great, 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 great grandmother of Jesus. He come church woman. He come from a hooker. He come from a prostitute. From everybody whose mama was too young, whose mama wasn't good when they had you. You are not a pastor. There's a legitimate reason. I'm an illegitimate child. Every child, even your single mama, got a legitimate reason for being born. Don't you look at yourself like you don't qualify. I gotta go. I wish I had 10 people in here. I gotta. And so, homiletically, back to where I started, Hebrews 12 says, therefore. I'm preaching myself happy. Nobody has to do nothing but just look at me and shit. I'm preaching myself happy. Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses, now I see what therefore is. Therefore, since we have a great cloud of witnesses, here's a picture that's better than the 1,000 words I've used. Imagine yourself playing the game of life at the Q Arena on the basketball floor. Imagine that those in the stands watching you have children and be married and go through hell and fight yourself off of porn and fight through stuff and fight through bad marriages and infidelity and finance stuff and mama pain and daddy pain and girlfriend pain and been engaged, was engaged, do I engage or disengage? All kind of questions in my mind. Imagine that while you're playing the game of life, the Q Arena is full of witnesses. Who are these witnesses? Saints that have died before you. It's your great-grandmama who loved the Lord. It's your mother who's in heaven. It's Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. It is Nahum, Habakkuk, Zechariah, Zephaniah, Adam, Eve. It is Joshua. It is Peter, Paul, Jude, John. It is all of them who have died. It is the saints that have died in the Word Church. All of them are in the stands. What are they? The cloud of witnesses. Here's one of the Jeopardy questions I get as a pastor. Can those who have gone to heaven see us, pastor? Can those who are going to heaven, what are those people in the stands doing while you're playing the game of life? Asking the Holy Spirit and God, saying yes to stuff you want to ask the Spirit and God, you want to say yes to. You lost your child when your baby broke your heart, when children don't do right, with your cute self with no man, with your married self struggling, with your manly self with no money, and you want to give us the cloud of witnesses. Your neighbor look like they may want to have church. Go ahead. Not the stuck up one, the other one on the side of her. Push. She ain't stuck this all day. Don't watch her. Put on the side of her. Let's get church. Go ahead. No, find somebody. Look in the eyes. No, find somebody. Look in the eyes. Like they're mad about what God is doing in their life. Like they're hyped about the soul. Find somebody. Do me a favor. Touch your neighbor. Say, I don't want to sit away for another. I ain't want to get the Lord with me. Churches. think I'm going to do, since we have verse 12, Hebrews 12, verse 22, let us also lay aside every encumbrance, every porn site, every social media device. I ain't got enough money to be following people. The people I'm following got some money. I'm the one broke. I need God to help follow me. I got to get myself together. Everything that entangles me, I got to break up with you. Is it a sin today? You know, but you all wait. The Bible says, lay aside every weight and the sin. Some people, it's not a sin to be around them, but it is a weight. Some cousins, it's not a sin, but it's a weight. Anytime I hang up with you and I feel worse than I did before I called you, anytime, every time I see you, I get into this melancholy kind of place where I question who I am because you bringing up my past or complaining about what you ain't got. You are dragging me down. Thank you, Bishop Jakes. Stop trying to pour a gallon into court people. They don't have the capacity to be your friend. They trying, but they don't have the capacity. They're not big enough. Oh, God bless you. I got to go. Verse 2, and let's have church in 6 minutes. Duck your fresh, and I'm rolling. Peep this, fixing our eyes on Jesus, who is the author, yeah, and perfecter of our faith, who the joy set before him endured the cross. Just fixing your eyes on Jesus. Go on and put your person in front of you and say, what you looking at? Go ahead. See, don't even look back at me. What you looking at? Don't look at me. Don't look at pastor. Don't look at the word church. Everybody that is joined this church in the last 2 weeks, do not come here thinking I'm going to be your superhero that's going to save you from all your pain. The word church is a bunch of messed up people that God gave another chance. Only difference between us and you is you're looking at your man, your money, your weeds, your crack, your heroin, your porn sites, your boss, your mama. We got our eyes on the only man. Don't put your eyes on your spouse. I don't care if you got the best marriage in this church. Don't look at them. Let them be your husband, not your savior. Reason why many of you are screwed up, because you wanted him to be Jesus' savior. I imagine if you all she got to be with him. She's got a savior. I love her. I need her. I value her, but she's not my savior. If she's my savior and she quit, leave, die, I'm not going to survive. If I got my eyes on Jesus, I may bend, but I bounce back. Oh, 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 I gotta get out of here. Would you push your neighbor? Let's ride, let's ride. Would you push your neighbor? I said push your neighbor, then push your neighbor. And say, neighbor, and make it rough. Keep your eyes on Jesus. He'll never your eyes go off his ticket. He'll never not to leave. Then your foot. Didn't I say jump? Didn't I say jump up on your feet? Now hug somebody and say, neighbor, I'm a witness that God can make a way out of no way. Can I get a witness? I said, can I get a witness? And thank you, Lord. I'm closing now. Is there anybody here that things have been rough this year, but I got a feeling that everything will be all right? Would you shake your neighbor's hand? Say, neighbor, when things look dark, keep your eyes on the Lord. He will never leave you nor forsake you. I got a witness here. I got a close today. I got one more witness. I got the call. Did y'all hear what I said? I got one more witness that I got the call. Would you please come to the stand? Would you raise your right hand? Yes, I will. Do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you, Jasper. Then state your name for the record. My name is R.A. Vernon. I got a question, Mr. Vernon. When were you born, Mr. Vernon? Excuse me, Your Honor. Do you mean the first time I was born? Or do you mean the second time I was born? In 1971, I was born in Mount Sinai, and my grandmother told me all about Jesus. Yeah, she did. I was born again, and I told Grandma about Jesus. Y'all don't hear me today. I gotta close when I ask you, do I have any witnesses here that He'll make a way out of no way, that He's a bridge over troubled waters? If you're not too mean, it may make you uncomfortable, but step in the nearest aisle. If you can't get to the aisle, throw your arms around your neighbor. Say, neighbor, I don't know about you, but I'm a living witness. He can kick you up. Yes. I feel pretty good this morning. I thought I was tired, but if anybody should ever ask you my life story, I said, turn around and tell your neighbor. Look your neighbor in the face. Say, neighbor, look your neighbor in the face. Should ever rise my life story. For whatever reason there might be. Now look your neighbor in the face. Say, Jesus is the best thing, yeah, that ever happened to me. Tell them, Jesus, not my friends, not my husband, not my pastor, not my children. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness that will testify? I got to call everybody to the stand at the same time. If there's a witness today, then raise your right hand. Do you promise to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth? So help you, God, then answer my question. Who is the one that woke you up this morning? Who is that? This is the table. What is this? Oh, shucks, I feel good now. There's no other name under heaven that men can be saved. Would you pray for the last time? Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Children, He let my little girl just 7 years old. Somebody get down from amazing grace. Amazing grace. Amazing. Yeah. Do I have a witness here? I dare somebody to open up your mouth. Say, thank you, Jesus. I'm a witness. He'll make a way out of no way. Yeah. Hey, all right. If you know He's all right. praise team, I heard this song. Y'all can just help me. So easy to love you. So easy to love you. It's so easy to love you. Because you're wonderful. Sing that with me. It's so easy to love you. I dare you to sing that with me, everybody. It's so easy to love. Come on, y'all can sing that. Come on. It's so easy to love you. Lift your hands and tell them. Because you're wonderful. Lift your hands and tell them. Sing it. Because you're wonderful.
Because you're wonderful.
Everybody tell them. It's so easy to love you. Oh, it's so easy. It's so easy.
So easy to love.
It's not even hard to love them.
So easy to love.
Why is it easy?
Because you are.
How many of you love them in this place? If you love them, don't look at me.
Healthcare providers, first responders, and EMTs serving on the front lines of COVID-19. It is with you we extend our thanks to you. Thank you for showing up daily in the face of fear and fighting for the health of our loved ones. This message has been courtesy of your good friends at Ogden Auto Glass at 2274 Highway 17 in Delhi. Their number is 318-488-0271. They are always working to keep our community moving in a positive direction. Ogden Auto Glass is a proud sponsor of 99.3 KQJO Natchez, Mississippi.
Some very small loans. Do you want to make more money? My name is Catrice Mason. I will help you remove any inaccurate, erroneous, and obsolete information from your credit file, including foreclosures, student loans, judgments, late payments, repossessions, bankruptcies, tax liens, charge-offs. It doesn't matter what the item may be, it can be removed. You can also get your credit repaired for free. I'm also looking for like-minded entrepreneurs who are interested in earning additional income. You have the opportunity to be your own boss. Additional income. You have the opportunity to be your own boss. You will help people to reach their financial goals while reaching your own. Change your financial situation and leave a legacy for your family today. Patrice Mason, 318-730-8441. Again, that number is 318-730-8441. That number is 318-730-8441.
Your credit matters. Proud sponsor of KAYT KQKOFM.
You know, sometimes you've got to use the good sense God gave you and make the right decisions. Wearing a face mask protects you and it protects other people as well. Don't be the one in your family everyone is crying for because you're about to be put 6 feet under. Wear your mask and stay 6 feet apart from other people when you're in public. It's as simple as that. Use your head and help stop the spread of COVID-19.
This is the 70,000-watt voice COVID of the community. AYT. Alexander.
I'm During these trying times, our troops need our help more now than ever. Right now, blood supplies are at an all-time low. Just one pint of blood can help save the lives of our servicemen and women. So give the gift of life. Give blood. It's simple, and it saves lives. That's from Hunter's Paint and Body Shop, where they say service isn't just a courtesy. It's from Hunter's Paint and Body Shop. For more information, say 318-377-3473. That's 318-377-3473. For Hunter's Paint and Body Shop, 318 Dennis Drive in Minden. Hunter's Paint and Body Shop is a proud underwriting sponsor of KYT KQJO.
Tonight.